Governor Patrick, welcome back to Pratt on Texas. What is all this hubbub in the press the last week or so about, you know, griping about the House Speaker and then the Speaker griping back about the Senate? Talk to us about that.
Hey, Robert, always great to be with you. You know, out of that noise, it's just noise. Look, as Lieutenant Governor, I have a job to do, and that's to represent the people of Texas who elected me. You know, elected officials should campaign on promises, then they should keep those promises because that's what they're supposed to do. And that's what I'm doing. Look, the Speaker has a different audience. You know, he gets elected by, you know, a very small group of people in his district, and then he gets elected in the House by, you know, the Democrats and some Republicans. I mean, it's always unanimous, but the truth is he was elected originally by 50-some, 60-some Democrats and a handful of Republicans. So his audience is the House. My audience, the people of Texas, the same thing with Greg Abbott. So, you know, I campaigned on lowering taxes. We're going to pass property tax relief tomorrow. I campaigned on protecting the border. We've already passed sanctuary cities. The House has yet to do it. We ran a campaign on increasing the border day, you know, security funding to $800 million. We did that last year. We're doing it this year. You know, I campaigned on we're not going to let men in ladies' rooms, and we're not going to let boys and girls shower in the 10th grade. I'm just doing what the people asked me to do and what I said I would do because it's what I believe. And the media likes to make something out of it. Well, I'm doing my job. My job is to pass our bills out of the Senate. And of our 30 priorities, Robert, I think 25 or more will be out by the first week of April. I mean, we're working, we're working hard.
This Speaker rarely talks unless the lobby's upset. This is something I finally wrote about in a commentary. I watched it from the very beginning. He's very quiet, uses other people. But when the lobby in Austin, the insiders, get upset, he'll talk, like on the bathroom bill. Did it not blow up a little bit, though, when he tried to finally lash back at criticism from the Senate about the budget? And then it turns out the Senate ended up with its budget going to print. We talked about this Friday. The Senate's budget went to print or whatever before the House.
Well, look, I just stay out of these fights. I mean, I'm happy to talk with you about issues. It does not do the Senate or the people of Texas any good for the Speaker and the Lieutenant Governor to be in an argument when they're both in the same party or the governor.
I agree, however, but it does do us good, Lieutenant Governor, to know that the House has killed conservative reform time and again by running out the clock. And when they start lobbying the same argument at the Senate, that's a little bit hypocritical.
Well, here's the truth about the budget. We will have the budget off the floor next week, which will be sooner than the House has ever passed the budget out to the Senate under the Speaker. So the whole idea that we were moving slowly is just ridiculous. We actually have a budget that is going to meet the constitutional cap. We're not going to spend any money out of the rainy day fund for ongoing. That would be a bad precedent. We're not going to spend it for frivolous things. We're just not going to do that. Okay. It is not a conservative thing to do to spend your savings for ongoing expenses. That would be like taking your money out of your savings account, you know, to pay your cable bill because you didn't have quite a much, you know. Right. Well, then you need to cut the cable bill. We're going to be conservative in the Senate, and so, you know, there's a little disagreement over that. But look, at the end of the day, a bill has to pass both chambers. So I avoid. You don't see me criticizing the Speaker. Sometimes I respond. I don't criticize, and I don't criticize the House. Now, if they start killing these bills, then I may say something. Look, the people. I'll give you an example, Robert. We passed Senate Bill 6 last week to keep. Do you still have me, Robert?
Yeah, there was a little silence, but I've got you. This is the Privacy Act, the so-called bathroom bill.
Yeah, we passed the Senate Bill 6 out last week, and this is what the people of Texas want. Parents in Texas do not want their teenagers showering together in high school. They don't want their elementary school kids sharing the bathrooms together. They don't want this. And women don't want to go into a bathroom, a private place, an intimate place, and have some man walk in. And the Speaker makes light of it. Well, he's out. You know, I said last week on the radio, and you know, I was just being truthful. He's out of touch with the voters. 80% of Republicans support our bill. Over 50% of Democrats. 70% of the minority community in the state of Texas supports the bill. You know, think about this, Robert. If a man walks in a ladies' room, a lady could say something. Hey, you know, get out of here. You're not supposed to be in here. But if these cities and counties can pass ordinances or the cities that say any man can go into a ladies' room, then a man can walk in dressed in a suit, dressed in construction clothes, doesn't mean how he's dressed, All he has to say is identify as a woman, and there's nothing that woman can say about it.
Well, there's nothing. The poor business owner gets caught in the vice because then they can't have security take action or else they face fines.
Right.
And this bill is a pro-freedom bill. It's a pro-private property bill because it protects private property.
It protects
these liberal businesses at TAB to have it gives them the protection to have the pro-homosexual thing if they want it on their private property. But it protects the rest of us from being forced into that. Let me switch gears very quickly before you've got to go.
Yeah, and look, real quick, by the way,
sure.
Robert, I've yet to hear one business come to us in my office or in testimony. Maybe there was one that said, we have a policy that allows men in the ladies' rooms at our corporate headquarters, or we're going to allow men in the ladies' rooms at our retail outlets, whether it's a restaurant or a store or whatever it is. Look, this is an issue that is ridiculous.
It's not a non-issue. The House chairman says it's a non-issue over there. He's crazy because apparently he doesn't know what happened in Houston. He doesn't know about the ordinances passed and others. I do want to switch gears before we run out of time. Today we got a big headline. Sanctuary Travis County releases 142 criminal aliens in a week, according to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. You have another headline. Texas governor pushes for Sanctuary City bill passage, and this goes back to my original comments. He's pushing it because the House has decided to slow it down. You guys handled this quickly. What's the problem in Austin with this?
It is not in anyone's best interest while we're in session to have a fight between the people. Just want us to get it done, all right? So I'm not picking a fight with the Speaker of the House. But the evidence is clear. The governor had four emergency items. We passed all four out in, I think, 3 weeks, and one of those was the Sanctuary City bill. They've had the bill for now, I don't know, a month and a half. I can't speak for them, but the public is aware of what's happening. And, look, you have a lot of good members over in the House, a lot of good conservatives who want to move this legislation. But let me tell you why we can't have sanctuary cities. Let me tell you why we have to have a secure border, why we have to have the wall. You can write this down, Robert, right quickly, or I'll send it to you after the show so you can repeat it. From June of 2011 to January of this year, just in the state of Texas, Robert, we put in our jails over 212,000 criminal aliens. We charged them with over 566,000 crimes. That includes over 1,000 murders, over 1,000 sexual assaults, 67,000 assaults and drug offenses, nearly 500 kidnappings, nearly 8,500 gun crimes. Don't tell me, when I hear these liberals who say, well, sanctuary cities makes the community safer, they've just lost their mind. I mean, Dallas County, while we passed the Dallas County commissioners, there's four Democrats, one Republican. They voted 4-1. You can guess the Republican. They welcome people here illegally.
Right.
It makes Dallas County safer. It's nonsense. We are less safe when people cross the border illegally who are criminals. There are a lot of great people who cross the border who want to be good Americans and work hard, but the criminals join them. And the people who cross here illegally, who are good people, just working hard, they need to come here legally. I've told Donald Trump this. He can be the first president ever to pass legal immigration reform, combine the wall to stop the criminals from when we deport them, and have a legal immigration system that we control, the drug cartels, and people to come in here. They would rather pay us a couple of $1,000 for a permit to come here to work and come with dignity and pride and become Americans than sneak across the border with some coyote who they paid $10,000 and $30,000, $20,000 to, and going to be half their wages will go back to Mexico to the drug cartels. Donald Trump can do this, but sanctuary city bill, it flew out of the Senate, should have been the governor's desk, in my humble opinion.
Very good, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. We appreciate your time. Get back to work down there and finish out those 140 days in Austin on our behalf.